Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO with Rob Ray in the morning. Ding dong. Yes, good morning. How are you? Happy Monday. Nice to see you in our studio again.
Why are you so jolly?
That's not working. That's not working again. What'd you do to it?
Now is it working?
No. What's happening here? There we go. I hear it.
Now
it's working, yeah.
What did you do?
Nothing. You started smacking it off your face, and it seems to be working now.
So if I do this on my cheek, what you're saying is it'll work?
Yeah. So just keep doing that.
All right.
A little harder.
All right. Myself in the eye.
Might be time to replace that 45-year-old microphone in here.
No, not only that, but
just
the...
doesn't seem to be...
Well, you didn't do anything different?
No. Hmm. I'm looking at the board to make sure that everything was working properly and everything was set where it was supposed to be, and it was.
Why are you so jolly?
I'm not really. It's all that cup of coffee right there.
Oh,
it's the coffee beans. That's what's doing it for me.
The coffee beans?
Yeah.
Are they the special coffee beans?
No, they're not those kind of. I like the regular coffee beans that are
the
not...
Venezuelan monkey...
No. None of that.
Poop beans?
Just give me regular coffee beans that have not gone through the bowels of some mammal. I don't want to know about it. Just give me the real cheap nonsense.
I think that the flavor comes from the small intestines.
Is that what you think?
Yeah, I think they special... The coffee flavor comes while it's making its way through the small intestinal
tract. I've only got one thing to enjoy in life right now, and that's coffee. Don't spoil it on me.
One thing.
Don't spoil it on me.
Just coffee.
It's all I've got to keep me going.
Okay.
You take that away from me, and there's just going to be the sound of snoring when the mic comes on in here.
So I had to pay $5 over the weekend to my son.
Really? What did you do?
Ryan.
Yeah. Do you have like a family penalty if dad curses in front of the kids? Is that it?
No.
No? Okay.
No. No, and I wouldn't admit that on the air if I did.
Well.
$5, that would be a pretty bad one, wouldn't it?
Well, it depends on what penalties have been decided upon by the familiar
unit.
That's a
$5 word right there, Dad.
That's it.
No, the football game.
The football game. You had a bet?
Yes, I'm teaching him early on how to lose money.
Is this the Vikings game? Because I know you're a fan of Vikings,
right?
Being a native of Duluth.
Oh, yeah. No. I spent most of my formative years in Minneapolis.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I don't buy that for one second.
Ryan is a Packers fan.
Is he really?
Yes.
He being, of course, indigenous to Wisconsin.
He loves cheese.
Does he really?
Yeah.
I guess we'll have to go with that.
No,
we do have New York cheeses, though.
He's a Packers fan.
Uh-huh.
For what reason? Probably, what's his
probably
name?
Probably makes
there?
As little sense as you being a Vikings fan.
Well, no. I mean, you know, when a team is a winning team and kids are at that age where they're into football, they just then go with the winning team.
Well, see, I was kind of different. I started watching.
Oh, you're different, all right.
No. Well, beside that, I started paying attention to the Jets and the Mets. When I was 8 years old. Why? Because they both won their world championships that year.
So that made it easy for
you.
Yeah,
and they were right there in Queens.
Right.
I could go to see them.
Right.
And I've gotten one more world championship since then.
86 for the Mets, and
yeah,
that's it.
I'm still waiting.
Yeah. So, well, he
it
also
doesn't look
likes...
like Rexy and the boys are going to get me one anytime soon in the NFL.
What's that guy's name? The Packers, the defensive end there, that famous guy. What's his name?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. I can't think of his name.
I don't know.
Right
I don't
now.
Root. I don't watch Green Bay
Packers.
Yeah,
but he's like one of the more popular players in the NFL.
Okay.
It's, you know, what's his name there? The
Fred Mertz.
Yeah. Anyway, I think he likes him a lot. So a lot of times two kids will latch onto a player. Anyway, the Vikings played the Packers, and the Vikings got crushed.
Here's the thing. I follow the Packers so weakly that I remember Brett Favre being there. And Reggie Smith being there.
No, Brett Favre was on the Vikings after that.
No, I know that.
Remember that?
And
big...
he was on the Jets.
Yeah, no, I know.
For one season, that makes me want to vomit all over the place.
End result, Vikings got stomped.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they did.
And he found that amusing on its own. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, I had it. I don't remember saying $5.
Yeah.
I probably said a dollar. I think
he's working the system.
Oh yeah. And honestly, you know, for Ryan that would not be any stretch at all. So, you know, but in case I did, I had to pay up the $5. I walked in his room, and I had the $5 bill, and he said, "You could put it right up there."
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't even like, "Oh, thanks." Yeah, put it right up there.
Put it right up
and
there.
And then be on your way, loser.
God. Oh, just wait till he's 15, 16.
Oh,
there's a whole new joyous level there.
No, no.
I'm telling you.
No.
Until, you know what I did this weekend?
What?
I drove.
You drove, you mean you drove your daughter places?
Yes. We went to the big waste of time mall up there in Syracuse.
Why is it a waste of time? Just because it's a long way to go to look at.
Yeah, it's 120 miles and it's like the same stores that are everywhere else, and
right.
I don't care.
Right.
I didn't buy anything. Everybody else bought precious little, and then I drove the 120 miles back.
Yeah, so. But they can say they went to one of the largest malls in the country
and
or
then
whatever.
Her and her friend stayed overnight, and then I drove them back home to Vesta last night, came back. So, what I do this week? Shirley asked me before, did you have a restful weekend?
I
like, no, I drove. That's what I do.
And then Dad's you must have been bored out of your mind.
You don't know. Well, Carrie came with me. So she kept telling me stories about actors and psychosis, so that kept me going.
Oh, good, good.
Because those are the things that she enjoys.
Yeah. Walking through a mall, talking about actors with psychosis.
You know that Jane Fonda was bipolar? Please, please kill me now. Any of you. Any of you right here, just kill me now. You look like you got assault weapons. Let's go.
Kill me now.
Anybody. Stab wounds. I don't care. Just let's...
Forced to drive to a mall and then listen to stories about Jane Fonda.
Yeah.
Oh, only you.
Or of course, is Daddy, where, you know, I get the text, Daddy, where are you?
Oh, because now you can split up and...
No, no. Well, take a guess. Daddy, where are you? Why would she want to know? Food court!
Oh, okay. Mm. So you
I would send I would send, you know, text back like Guam. You know, Daddy, where are you? Guam.
No, really,
no,
Daddy.
No, really, Daddy. Where are you?
Miami.
We're in the food court. Meet us.
So, well, good. I'm glad you had a wonderful, wonderful weekend driving.
Well, you know what? Next year, Kayla is 16, and she will be driving. And I will happily hand over the keys, give her the car, and say, you go to the mall! I'm staying home!
Go yourself.
I'll stay home, and we could talk about Jane Fonda and bipolar psychosis at home.
And tell her she
from
can
the
get
comfort of my couch.
All that stuff that she thinks she can get it right here at home and probably for less.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, it's the whole... I don't know what it is. It's just...
Well, it's because of that
teens
whole...
Teens and malls.
No, well, teens and malls, but also that whole big... It's, you know, they're trying to make it the largest mall in the country, the world, what?
Yeah, I think it spanned two time zones. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. But, I mean, you know, and what's the sense? Like you said, the same stores everywhere else, but... Oh, they're closer together.
Mm.
Nice.
Oh, look, this one's on the second floor instead of just one floor.
Look, a food court.
Look, kill me now.
Well, wait a minute. I need to go to my savings account to buy the food. Yeah, break. Shirley!
What Shirley. Are you calling her in for?
I want her to tell me. She'll know the name of the guy I can't think of. Shirley! Shirley, am I kidding?
On the Green Bay Packers?
The Green Bay Packers dude I can't think of. No, not Aaron Rodgers. The defensive end, the guy with the long blonde hair. All the kids think he's the greatest thing.
Oh, man.
Usually Shirley will hook you up with sports.
No.
Seriously, someone's calling
right
now to
tell him. Here
comes a phone
call now, okay.
I said, you know.
We'll get the answer.
I don't know why I can't think of his name, because Ryan talks about him all the time. The guy's an animal.
Well, you know, you are 50 now.
He got a sack.
Your gigabytes are all filled
listen
up.
Listen to this. He got a sack.
Uh-huh. Here it comes.
Clay Matthews.
Clay Matthews. Isn't he a pitcher for the Padres? Yeah.
You're acting like you don't even know who he is.
I don't know who he is.
He's one of the premier NFL players.
Clay Matthews, and that's compliments of Dan at the hardware store.
Of Dan,
Dan
right.
At the hardware
Thank you, Dan.
Store.
I know, Dan, I don't know why I couldn't think, and the fact that this idiot that I'm standing next to has never heard of him is beyond all comprehension.
Okay, I root for
you
the
like
Jets.
Sports.
They're
it
in the AFC.
Matter.
No, I'm not that big on sports. It's Jets and Mets, and then that's pretty much it.
Clay Matthews is like, you know, every kid's hero right now.
Okay, he's on the discount double check commercial, so I don't know him.
Okay.
I know Aaron Rodgers.
All right. Thanks, Shirley. Thanks, Dan, for
the
Main
The rest
Street
of them,
Payton
I don't
hardware.
Know. I just right. don't know.
Yeah, I don't know why I couldn't think of his name.
I know Andrew Luck is the quarterback now for the Colts. I know that. And they lost.
Clay Matthews, he's one of those guys that they can't stop. You just can't. It doesn't matter who's blocking him. You can't stop him. Mm-hmm. He gets like 400 sacks a game.
He's like the current Mark Gastineau.
All right, boy, you're going back.
That's all I got.
Yeah. You are going back.
Poor Reggie Smith, like I said earlier. Wow.
But anyway, all right. Well, I don't have anything else to say to you. I was going to talk to you today about the guy in Egypt that named his daughter Facebook.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a true story. Maybe I'll save that for tomorrow.
I have heard that.
I have heard that.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
Luckily, he didn't name his daughter after another former football player, Y.E. Tittle, because that would just be...
That wouldn't be good.
That would just not be good.
What's the name of the guy that the Facebook guy, what's his name again?
Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, the Zuckerberg guy. If I were him, mm-hmm. I would find this guy and sue him. You're not using my company as the name of your daughter.
He might. Is Facebook...
Make a few extra million.
Well, wait a minute. When you get on Facebook, there's no little C thing, copyright thing.
Oh, I'm sure he's copyrighted.
Oh, I'm sure he does. I'm sure he's got a cadre of lawyers ready to go to sue you. We'll probably get sued now because we mentioned him.
I'm just still impressed with the fact that that word cadre.
You know what? I say, go ahead, sue me. What have I got? Really? I could tell them all about Jane Fonda and bipolar disorder.
And I drive.
I drive, and most of the time I drive really old, nasty cars that nobody else but me wants.
Yeah, you know, that's
so there
true.
You go.
You come out here, come look at the new, you know, powder blue whatever, and that's nice, Rob. No, you don't understand. This is beautiful.
You just don't understand.
I know I don't. I don't. Although I do appreciate your vehicles because I appreciate them through you.
I remember years ago you and I had a conversation when I first started working here. Back in about the 1490s, when I first started working here, just after Columbus arrived.
Yeah, that's true.
And you started this station, that we were talking about things we'd like to save our money for. And for you, it was travel.
Mm-hmm. At the time.
And you're trying to convince me, don't you want to travel? Don't you want to go here? Don't you want to go there? And my answer was, no. And if I do want to travel, I want to do it in a big old boat with tail fins.
With tail fins.
And that's it. I don't care about the traveling or... Y.A. Tittle and the Green Bay Packers. Just give me a car with tail fins. I'm good to go.
Do me a favor.
And stories about Jane Fonda and bipolar disorder.
When you're off the air, Google Clay Matthews and see what you apparently have been missing the last few years.
Okay. Fair enough.
Mark Gastineau, really, from the 70s, 80s?
70s and 80s, yeah. The New York Sack Exchange. Yeah. Klecko, Gastineau.
Gotta run. Gotta run.
Abdul Salam and Marty Lyons. Remember them?
Yeah.
I remember them. No one else up here remembers them. Maybe Andy at the video store and maybe a couple of others. All right, that's enough of that stuff. Wow, look at where does the time go? Look at all the time Craig and I wasted. At least, luckily, we found out. What was the guy's name again? I don't know. I'll go find out. We get back to the music. Bruno Mars at CDL. Hit it.